B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, time now for the playback. There are no games, but don't fret because we play the games right here, 12:20 on the show. Each day at 12:20, we will play back a great game of Philadelphia sports past. And so yesterday, we started off with the snow game, Eagles and Lions. Today, we're going hoops today. So that'll be a lot of fun doing our basketball. It'll be Game 7, 2001, Sixers and Raptors. But before we get going, just tomorrow's Phillies. Chunas, you're going to put the tweet out for great Phillies games, right?
Yes, right now on at 975 middays.
All right, that's perfect. Don't forget, that'll be the poll of the day. We'll put out four Phillies games to do. And our poll of the day is brought to you by Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning. Who can keep your wife comfortable in any season? Cans can, with up to $2,800 in rebates and federal tax credits on a new heating and cooling system. Visit MarvinEcans.com today to save big bucks when you install a new qualified system. All right, now let's go to a little bit of Sixers basketball. Oh, one of the great games from the past. That's right, Tunis. It's 2001, my friend. How about it? It is Sixers and Raptors.
I was 7 years old.
Really?
Yeah, I would have turned 8 that December.
Wow.
So I was 7 years old for this game.
Very cool.
Little 7-year old Chunas was going nuts.
7-year old Chunas, big, going crazy. I appreciate 7-year old Chunas, man. He was like 7-year old cuz, same
yes.
way. Look, Sixers crazy. We'll start off with the first bucket for the Sixers, and it came from the leading scorer of the night. And no, it was not AI. It was a man who played a huge role in Game 7. It was this man thrust into the starting lineup.
Davis comes up short to tumble on the rebound. The key is open. That's a two for Aaron McKee, and the Sixers get on the board.
Whenever Philadelphia gets into a dead set offensive play, Toronto would let him go for strategies to run at Allen Iverson to make him give it up. Aaron McKee, Jermaine Jones are going to have to knock down the perimeter shots.
That's awesome. About Bill Walton.
I love Bill Walton. Oh, it's awesome.
And this is pre-Bill Walton really getting high every single game.
Right.
So you now can Bill still Walton. Understand what the hell he's saying.
Right. Now he's on the peyote cactus.
Yes.
But back then, he actually had a brain.
Yeah, he was a great analyst
he
back
had a
then.
Working brain back
then.
Yeah,
he was a comical analyst.
And it was awesome. He really was. On the call, Mike Breen. And you'll hear the musings of Doug Collins.
That's a huge
also
loss.
Also a man who had sanity back then.
2001 was a good year for these guys.
It was a good year. It was the last time these guys were sane and or not high. That's right. All right. AI did have a monster game because he's AI, right? And he made his impact early. This time, after a Mutombo miss, he steals the outlet pass and dunks it. And yes, the first Union Center, the FU Center, goes wild.
Mutombo, Davis knocks it away. Mutombo wanted a foul. Iverson with the steal. Goes inside.
See, that's what you want if you're Allen Iverson. You're coming off a 6-for-24 game. Get yourself an easy one.
Oh, that's awesome. Look, he did. He sounded good there, Doug, didn't he?
Yes, he sounded great.
He sounded great, man, Doug Collins. We are now 7 minutes into the first quarter, and the score is only 12-10. Sixers lead. You know what's amazing? It's just the scoring element, right? Like, you know, nowadays, and this is funny, when you watched it, and you and I both watched this game, and how different the game is today. You know, scoring was so prevalent now compared to back then. All right, Allen goes on a mini run, and as he bangs a three right here, take a listen.
Iverson Iverson a long three. Plus, I think having the poor game on Friday night in game six will also be an edge to Iverson.
Well, no question, you're at home and you get a couple easy baskets. Now you hit a three. That basket starts looking real big if you're a shooter.
He's shooting over 44% from three-point range in this series.
Wow, he's over 44% from three?
That's crazy.
In this climate where guys just jack up shots 6 seconds into the shot clock, he would have dropped 60 at one point.
A night.
You know?
Yes.
He'd be out of his mind. He was out of his mind again. He actually has a big early quarter, and he gives the Sixers a 9-point lead with this little frenzy.
Snow is now on Carter. Abbott Williams got dumped by Hill. 2-on-1 break. Oakley is back. Blocked from behind by Carter. Charles Oakley, good defensive play, but then throws it away in the wrong spot. That's a cardinal sin on those passes.
Goodness gracious, things like how many times they have to tell you not to throw the outlet pass down the middle of the floor. The block shot by Vince Carter, but Philadelphia stays with it while everybody runs away. Referees with the whistles in the pockets, allowing Allen Iverson and the Sixers to extend out of the timeout.
He sounds great.
He's the man. He's not at all
high.
He's not at all high. No.
He's sober, Walton.
Good gracious. Goodness gracious. How could you not throw the outlet in the center of the court? We tell you not to do that.
Now he's talking about the Grateful Dead.
Oh, right? Dude, I
final seconds
him
of a fourth quarter, and he's talking about the Grateful Dead.
2 weeks ago, dude. I caught him 2 weeks ago. He was doing a Pac-12 game. Or maybe it was actually a week ago. It was like recent. Maybe it was during their... Did they start their tournament? I'm trying to remember. Anyway, he was talking about everything. You know, like all kinds of nonsense.
Besides the game.
But all kinds of... It was actually awesome, but in another kind of way.
Yes.
All right. At one point, the Sixers are up by 13 in the first quarter, but Toronto comes back. Vince Carter is on fire, but the Sixers, guess what? They only scored 20 points in Game 7. He averaged over 30 in the series, but he still makes this ridiculous fadeaway over Aaron McKee.
The Sixers with excellent defense there in the early going. Carter with 6 on the shot clock.
No defense whatsoever for that. Vince Carter just too good. Explosion. Catch and shoot without even seeing the rim.
Yeah, that was ridiculous, that fadeaway. You know, also had provided some instant offense for the Raptors. How about Curry? Not Steph. Not Seth. But Del Curry. That's right. Del Curry, Steph and Seth's father, had a monster. He had a little bit of it because he was an instant offense guy, Del Curry. Take a listen.
Opening minute here in the second quarter of Game 7. Iverson off the mark. Williams the rebound.
See, I don't like those last two shots by Allen Iverson. I think that plays into the hands of the Toronto Raptors. When he's driving that ball and creating problems, helps his teammates.
Curry able to put it in. Del Curry with that smooth jumper, his first field goal. Iverson is off to a 3-for-10 start from the field.
Wow, dude, you know what's awesome?
The net?
Is that it's Game 7. And you could hear, like, the springtime in the air,
yep.
Right? The building packed. And that's what we wanted this year, dude. That's what we expected this year.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Ninety 97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, I'll reel it back. All of a sudden, let's go third quarter. Sixers start to see that lead diminish. Raptors go on a 6-0 run, and then they make it 8-0 thanks to this jam by Antonio Davis.
Antonio Davis with a strong move, and the Raptors suddenly within two, an 8-0 start here in the second quarter.
Well, they're getting some movement and some penetration rather than going east to west. They're getting some north-south basketball now. Now you get some opportunity to get that basket.
That's right. That's right. Oh, man, that second quarter. All right, but wait, the Sixers go on another run late in the period to get the lead back up to double digits. Here's that. How about Aaron McKee? 13 points in the first half.
Aaron McKee puts it in. McKee with 13 points.
And you can see why he was the sixth man of the year. Now as a starter, he's just such a terrific player.
And the Raptors will use their 22nd timeout.
All right, well, guess what? Raptors call 20, but they get back in the game. Back into the third quarter, you remember the name Mo Pete. Morris Peterson, a guy that I wanted to draft, I used to go crazy over. Paul Pierce and Mo Pete. I used to say it over and over and over again because the Sixers should have drafted Mo Pete. Well, Mo Pete hurts the Sixers and cuts their lead to 2 in the third quarter.
Morris Peterson puts it in, and Peterson gets his first field goal. Very good signs for the Raptors.
Absolutely. Alvin Williams and Peterson now both in the flow of the game.
Well, neither one of them scored in the first half. Peterson again. Able to put it in.
We're looking at a completely different Toronto team. Lenny Wilkins obviously hitting all the right buttons.
Wow, Lenny Wilkins. No AI, no AI. While he didn't score, and it was a McKee scoring night, he was able to distribute 16 dimes for AI. Here's number 10 to Tyrone Hill.
Got back in the game. Now he hits two big shots here to stop the third.
Question is now, does Allen Iverson try to do too much? But does he do that? Penetrate and find one of his teammates. You know, Allen Iverson wants to win so badly, he's got to make sure when he gets all those defenders that he trusts his teammate.
He has just tied his playoff career high in assists. That's his 10 assists of the game, and we're early in the third.
Back and forth they go that third quarter. AI turns from distributor back to score with this one, despite the little twinge in his back.
So again, the Raptors within two. But Iverson puts it back to 4. The movement without the ball. Oh, he's really hurt. Who can get shots? A lot of guys can knock down open shots. Who should be able to create shots? Philadelphia's fine ball movement, creating easy opportunities for Iverson.
You know what's crazy? You think about this Sixer team and about creating shots. Because, shoot, that's a big part of this team. What it needs is being able to create their own shots. And I'm listening to this, and I watched this last night, and you watch AI, and he was just such a master at creating his own shot. Amazing. All right. How about this one? Late in the third quarter, the Raptors take the lead. Yes. Oh, no. Remember, nervous. Oh, my God. We got to beat. Oh, no. We had a lead. Now we don't. Take a listen.
Comes up short, and Davis pulls down the rebound. Davis with 17 points and 7 boards. Antonio Davis is struggling physically, dragging that left arm of his whole left side of his body looks to be numb. Both these teams have really had to deal with injuries. Now that's the greediness you were talking about. Just take that ball, put your head down, look everybody else off, and hit the bucket and the foul.
And one for Vince Carter. All right, Sixers were able to regain the lead. But a wild back and forth ensues. And now here's the deal. Back-to-back dunks on both ends. The first one, choose. This is the one where you woke up your wife.
Yeah, I got slapped by the wife. Rightfully so.
Yeah, you got slapped over Jumaine Jones.
Well, Mike, the reason the 76ers had the lead, you talked about 5:48, no field goals. The free throw line is the difference. They have 9 of their 19 points from the foul line. And you see the disparity, plus 9 at the free throw line. That's why they are winning this game. Jumaine Jones with a fake. And to the with authority for Jumaine Jones.
A little bit of a ball fake and in for the uncontested dunk. Carter goes right and puts a ball with the left hand. Oh, what a shot.
Back and forth they go. Oh my God, it's tense. Where Jumaine's going? Go to school. Judas.
Jumaine Jones?
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh, come on, bro. How about, you know, SEC no. school?
Vanderbilt.
Georgia.
Total guess.
Jumaine Jones, Georgia. All right. Now the fourth quarter begins. And, you know, excuse me, we were talking about how the game goes back and forth, but there was one guy, and we forget how dominant he was on the glass. I know that nobody wanted to make the trade with Theo Ratliff from Mutombo, but they can be. He was a beast on the glass. 17 rebounds that game. 17 boards. Take a listen to this flurry that leads to an AI bucket.
Alvin Williams, the floater. Mutombo. Look at the effort from Mutombo, and a loose ball foul is going to go against Toronto.
Mutombo, who has just been a giant on the boards today. 9 offensive rebounds. Keeping that ball tip. The second, third jump.
Iverson with the floater. Sixers back up by 5.
You hear how loud it is?
I know.
Oh, my God.
The FU Center.
It's
roaring.
9 offensive rebounds.
I know. I mean, that he. What we forget, and it's true. You go back to look at those box scores, and I know, listen, I get it. I get when people go, you know, it would have been nice if Ratliff didn't get hurt, and you watch him go up and down the floor, and they were more of a speed team. You know, transition team, but he was a beast on the glass. Make no mistake. All right, how about this? Uh-oh. Sixers up by 4, but not for long. The game gets tense.
Iverson saying, get out of the way. 8 on the shot clock. There goes Iverson. Blocked by Alvin Williams. Ball knocked loose. Carter tripped up. Crowd wanted to travel. Curry for 3. Bang! El Curry from downtown. And it's a one-point game.
Now, Bill, you want a child's in the game.
No wonder he's in the game.
52 seconds remaining.
Did Bill want... He said Chris Childs?
Yes, he did.
Whoa! That's the ultimate bust out. Chris Childs. Love me some Chris Childs. Check that out. All right, this is it. This is how the game ended. If you forget that game 7, and we're listening, playing back game 7, Sixers-Raptors 2001. You don't get to the finals without this game. And remember, back and forth they went. And remember, there was a lot about Vince Carter going right from his college graduation in North Carolina that series. Remember that?
He graduated that day.
And yeah, well, that's my point. And he graduated and comes to Philly for the game. And now here he is. Eric Snow misses. And it's Vinsanity's chance to win it.
Inbounds. Curry has it. Carter trying to get free. Carter at the buzzer. No good. And the Sixers hold on and advance to the conference finals.
Dude, you know what's great we just did?
What'd I do?
You this song.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You played the song, but they didn't play the song.
No, I did.
Right, you played the song.
Added to the moment.
That was phenomenal. Are you kidding me? That was incredible. How about some of the Chris Child? How about some of those names? Bill Walton and Breen and Doug Collins on the call. Incredible stuff, man. I was at that game.
I think that's my favorite part doing these is just hearing the names.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Great stuff, man. Hope you enjoyed as much as we did. If you want to remember that game, of course, we'll take your call, 610-632-0975. Lots of Eagle stuff that we're talking about. Obviously, with the signing, it's a happy Slay day. Darius Slay on board. So Eagles get the veteran corner they need desperately with Darius Slay. 3 years, $50 million. But again, I mean, I want to dispel this notion that he's old. He's going to play at the age of 29, 30, and 31, right in his prime. So you can get him for 3 years in his prime. The window is to win now. That's what they're looking at. And we'll see, and we'll keep an eye out, if they're about to land the edge rusher they need in Yannick Ngakoue.
Hey, Ant.
Ngakoue is a big, big deal.
Hey, Ant.
Yes.
He posted something else on Instagram.
He did?
It's a photo of Reggie White.
Oh, my God. I love this dude already. He posted a Reggie White picture. Ngakoue. Oh, that's awesome. He even knows. That's incredible.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
I love him. I love him already. Oh, that front's going to be vicious. It's going to be vicious. He's dying to come to the birds. It's going to happen. All right, let's take a quick TO. We'll come back and talk to you guys, as always, when we do our playbacks and stuff. It's a good chance to get in. Hop on board. Get your real estate now, because we're going to talk all about this stuff. 610-632-0975. It's Cuz Radio with Chunis right here on 97.5 Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.